General Motors is adding about 350,000 miles of roadways in the U.S. and Canada to the areas where drivers can use the company's Super Cruise partially automated driving system. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The expansion nearly doubles the road miles where the system can run. It includes both limited access divided highways as well as some two-lane roads connecting cities to smaller towns and smaller towns to each other. With the system, drivers can take their hands off the steering wheel, although they must be ready to intervene at all times because the vehicles cannot drive themselves. Americans pulled back their spending more than expected in January after the traditional holiday season splurge. Retail sales fell 0.8% in January from the strong pace in December. Excluding sales at auto dealerships and gas stations, sales were down 0.5% for the month. The decline was bigger than the 0.10% drop economists projected. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Eureka Planning Commission approving plans to turn a vacant lot at 3rd and G Streets into a four-story mixed-use housing development. Lost Coast Outpost reporting plans for the building submitted by local developer Adams Commercial General Contracting, including two ground floor commercial retail spaces, 13 apartments on the upper floors. The apartments will be a mix of studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom units with three fully ADA accessible units. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.